Welcome to the TOEFL Podcast number 3. You're listening to the third in a series of podcasts to prepare you to take the TOEFL, IELTS, or similar listening comprehension and speaking exams. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. The format of this podcast is very simple. There are 4 parts. First, we listen to a dialogue slowly. Second, we listen to an explanation of some of the terms in the dialogue. Third, we listen to the dialogue again, this time at normal rate of speech. And finally, we ask a question about the dialogue like you might get in a TOEFL examination. Now, let's get started.
Good morning, Professor Ubial.
Good morning, Julie. What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to explain why I was late for class today. You see, I needed to go over to the advising center to get my registration schedule signed.
I see. Are you taking the next course in this sequence?
Now that I've finished the prerequisites, I might as well.
I would recommend it. The papers you've turned in so far are quite good. I think you have what it takes to do well next semester.
Thanks for saying that.
We listened to a dialogue between a student and a professor. The student came into the professor's office and said, "Good morning, Professor Ubial." The professor said, "Good morning. What can I do for you?" What can I do for you is a way of politely asking someone how you can help them. Julie explained to the professor that she was late for class, meaning she arrived late to class, because she needed to go over to the advising center to get her registration schedule signed. An advising center at an American university is a place where you go to get advice about what classes you should take, what classes you should sign up for. And in some universities, you need to get someone to sign off or to give you their signature or their approval for your courses. So you can't just take any class you want. It has to be approved by an advisor. And this is done in an advising center. She said she was getting her registration schedule or her list of classes that she was going to take signed, or someone putting their signature on it. The professor asked if she was going to take the next course in this sequence. A course is the same as a class. A sequence is when you have, for example, the history of the United States. Well, that's too much to do in one semester, one quarter of 15 or 10 weeks. So we break it up. We divide it into a sequence of courses. American History 101, American History 102. That would be a sequence. Julie mentioned that she had finished the prerequisites for the course. A prerequisite is a class that you have to take before you can take another class. So a prerequisite for History 102 is History 101. In other words, you have to take this class before you get to take another class. Sometimes universities allow you to take 2 classes at the same time, and that would be a co-requisite. requisite, a co-requisite. Finally, the professor recommended to Julie that she should continue on in the sequence of classes because she had handed in or turned in, meaning she gave to the professor, many good papers. He said that he thought that Julie had what it takes to do well. To have what it takes is an expression which means you are doing very well. You have what it takes to be successful. You have the talent, the brains, the intelligence, whatever it happens to be. Someone who is very tall, we might say, he has what it takes to play basketball because he's very tall. So that's what that expression means. Now let's listen to the dialogue again, this time at a native rate of speech. Here we go.
Good morning, Professor Ubiel.
Good morning, Julie. What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to explain why I was late to class today. You see, I needed to go over to the advising center to get my registration schedule signed.
I see. Are you taking the next course in this sequence?
Now that I've finished the prerequisites, I might as well.
I would recommend it. The papers you've turned in so far are quite good. I think you have what it takes to do well next semester.
Thanks for saying that.
Now a short comprehension question. What did Julie tell the professor she was planning on doing the next semester? Was it A, finishing up the prerequisites? B, going to the advising center to get her schedule signed? C, turn in her paper? Or D, take the next course in the sequence? The answer is D. The professor said, are you going to take the next course in this sequence? And Julie said, now that I've finished the prerequisites, I might as well. The expression, I might as well, means basically, yes, that is what I am going to do. That concludes this TOEFL podcast, episode 3. If you are interested in even more English to help you on the TOEFL, be sure to listen to our daily podcast, ESL, or English as a Second Language podcast. It's a 15-minute daily podcast about all different types of topics. You can find us on the web at www.eslpod.com. Or if you go to iTunes, simply search under English language. Thanks for listening. From Los Angeles, I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on the TOEFL podcast. TOEFL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. Copyright 2005. TOEFL is a registered trademark of the Educational Testing Service, which does not endorse and was not involved in the production of this podcast.